May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God. Amen. The words we shall consider this morning is found in our gospel reading, John chapter 20. Why are you weeping? Thus far our text. One of the most difficult aspects of the COVID-19 pandemic is the separation and isolation that we must endure. We practice this social distancing and self-quarantine, not out of fear, but out of love and concern for our neighbor and his welfare. We don't like it. The disease has certainly disrupted our lives and made them more difficult. However, we do our part to help slow the spread of this disease and reduce its potential impact on others and ourselves. As a result, schools and restaurants and other places where people normally gather together in large groups have been forced to close. Churches are no exception. We feel frustration, anger, and grief because we cannot gather together as we normally do in worship and fellowship and Bible study. We are especially hit hard at this most holy time in the church year. And this is a time when even nominal Christians feel it is important to attend church. Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and now Easter Sunday. Yes, we are live streaming services, but it's not the same as gathering together as the body of Christ in worship. Such separation from Christian fellowship causes us grief and sorrow. And although we not be brought to tears openly, yet in our hearts and spirits we are certainly weeping over that which we desire and cannot have. In our gospel reading, we observe Mary standing before an empty tomb, weeping. Woman, the angels ask, why are you weeping? Her beloved rabbi, Jesus, was crucified, dead, and buried. She had come to anoint his body only to discover the tomb was open and the body missing. Stolen, she thought. So yes, she had reason to grieve and to weep. And the fact that angels had spoken to her did nothing to diminish her grief. And even when another person whom she believed to be the caretaker asked her the exact same question, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Mary simply remained resolute in her own sorrow, not understanding the significance of the empty tomb. But with one word, that would all change. Mary. She recognizes the voice. It is he, her beloved master. She turns to him and says, "Rabboni." There is no hesitation, no question of how this can be. Jesus, whom she knew was dead and buried, is alive and standing in front of her. Her despair gives way to hope. Her grief gives way to joy. She clings to Jesus as if she never wants to let go. Mary's reaction is the fulfillment of Jesus' own words to his disciples. "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy." And indeed, the night of weeping has given way to a morning filled with joy. Why are you weeping? The tomb is empty. What need do we have to weep? Christ arose from the grave, never to die again. He has broken death's power and taken away its sting. The resurrection is a light shining upon the cross, revealing its true purpose, our salvation. The resurrection declares that Jesus has faithfully completed the work for which his Father sent him. The resurrection is God's amen upon the saving work of his Son. Why are you weeping? Jesus has fulfilled the law for us, obeying it perfectly in our stead. And he bore the consequences for our transgressions. He paid the price which the law demands of us, our death. And his resurrection confirms Jesus truly did all of this on our behalf, and that his Father accepted our Lord's sacrifice for us and all mankind. Sadly, there are many people, including some who call themselves Christians, who dismiss the resurrection as a fable, a legend, an hallucination, or even an outright deception. Consider the consequence of their opinion. As St. Paul writes, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. If Christ is not raised, the cross becomes meaningless, powerful, and bereft of any benefit to anyone. Without the assurance given by Christ's resurrection, there is no hope, and we are left to struggle on in our despair. We are like Mary, standing before the empty tomb before she sees the risen Savior, weeping as ones who have no hope. But thanks be to God, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? All of the reasons for our weeping, that is sin, death, and the devil's power, have been defeated. Yes, they will remain our constant companions and foes until we leave this vale of tears and arrive at our heavenly home. However, while we remain, we can take comfort and rejoice. For St. John writes, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Why are you weeping? In her time of despair, Jesus came to Mary. He spoke to her, removed the blindness of her grief. In the same way, Jesus comes to us through his word. He speaks to us. Yes, the living word speaks to us through the precious gospel, comforting us in the knowledge that our sins are forgiven and that we too shall conquer death. The word he speaks to Mary, he intends for us as well. I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Here Jesus declares a startling and joyous change in our relationship with him and his Father, a change that occurs because of his death and resurrection. We who believe in him are now Christ's brothers and sisters, fellow children of God. And as children of God, we are joint heirs with Jesus. As sinners, we deserve nothing but death and damnation. Yet our Lord graciously and gladly clothes us in his righteousness. He washes us in his blood and makes us clean. And we can, with humble repentance, approach our dear Father, knowing that he will forgive us for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. As joint heirs, we shall arise from the dead, as our Savior declares, "This is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day." The same as our Savior is risen from the dead, so we who believe in Jesus will arise unto eternal life, where he dwells, which Isaiah calls the mountain of the Lord. We shall dwell there with him. Why are you weeping? The resurrection is already at work within you. Listen to St. Paul. We are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Jesus planted his powerful, life-giving word, the gospel, within us. And from that seed grows the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And with the cross, Jesus shapes our life so that we may better serve and care for our neighbor, as we are now doing through social distancing. Why are you weeping? Jesus' resurrection clearly declares our Savior is indeed the Lord of life. He is not merely a teacher, prophet, or miracle worker. He reveals himself to be God in human flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. The word Jesus speaks overcomes the power of death in us and makes us alive in him. We who were dead in our trespasses and sins are now alive by the regenerating and renewing power of the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul says, it is no longer you who live, but Christ which lives in you. However, we must still contend with our enemies in this life, the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. They continue to tempt, entice, coerce, and extort us, seeking every opportunity to lead us again to false belief, despair, and every kind of sin and vice. And we must struggle with pain and suffering and death that exists in a fallen world. Thus is our life under the cross, a cross which he helps you to bear. The risen and ascended Lord has not abandoned us. He is not socially distancing himself from us. He came to Mary at the time of her spiritual need. He came to the disciples at the time of their spiritual need. And although we are not able to gather together physically here as the body of Christ, he still comes to us and provides for us spiritually through his word. As Pastor Strawn pointed out last night, Jesus does and will do what needs to be done to care for and minister to his people. And so I ask you again, why are you weeping? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.